prostitution. We're taking a look at it. We are courageously taking a look at it. It is part of our world, ladies and gentlemen. We need to have an idea of what's going on. So here's a question. How many prostitutes are in the United States of America and the rest of the world? Well, NoBullying.com gave some stats on that. According to Foundation Sales, worldwide, there's an estimation of, what would you say, how many prostitutes? Worldwide now. Worldwide, how many prostitutes would you estimate? Would you say 300,000? Worldwide. All think about all the countries in Europe, all the various countries in Africa. Think about the Middle East. Think about America. Worldwide, how many prostitutes would you estimate we have? 300,000? 4.2 million? 6 million? The estimate is 40 to 42 million. Worldwide, 40 to 42 million prostitutes. 80% of the world population of prostitutes are female. And what would you say that the general age range is? 80% of the world population of prostitutes are female. What would you say the general age range is of those female prostitutes? It's estimated at being 13 to 25. Can you imagine? Think 13. You're at school, attending a special function at a middle school. And you're looking at sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders. And, oh, man, I mean, they look like they're just having a ball. You're there for that special function. And you're looking at them, and some of them are kind of tall. Man, I mean, I have seen some tall 13-year-olds. But you look at the way they carry themselves, and you know you're looking at a young person, a young child. Getting up on stage, doing what they do, winning an award, and just smiling, happy, happy, happy. They won the award, and you're looking at the other 12 and 13-year-old children clapping for the ones who win the awards. I mean, it's just great. Can you imagine pulling 5 or 6, maybe 8 or 10 people out of that group? Not the teachers, the children, 12, 13 years old, and envisioning them being prostituted. 90%, they say, of all prostitutes are dependent on a pimp. Now, what I don't know when they say that is whether they're including the people who, the madams, who pimp prostitutes from nice hotels and office buildings, things like that. Now, they say that these stats about prostitution just touch the surface, but they say they indicate the extent of the sex for sale industry worldwide. And they say that there's an estimated 1 to 2 million prostitutes in the United States. I had asked you, did you think 300,000 worldwide? How many of you were thinking, well, no, not worldwide, but maybe we have close to 300,000 in America? They're estimating 1 million to 2 million prostitutes in America. A look at male prostitution statistics shows that of the 40 to 42 million prostitutes in the world, 8 to 8.42 million are thought to be men. In a report published by the Juvenile Justice Information Exchange, 50% of the 100,000 children trafficked for sex are boys. Now listen to some of the reasons now that some of these people are giving for the existence of the sex trade and prostitution. All right, we have gone con, pro, pro-con. So we have two pros, two cons. Let's go with pro-con. Well, let's go with, we'll go with the con. We'll go with con now, and then we'll go to another pro. And again, the cons are saying, no, prostitution should not be legal. Rachel Moran is a former sex worker and co-founder of Survivors of Prostitution Abuse, calling for Enlightenment International. In a September 22nd, 2013 article, she wrote, as far as legislation towards decriminalizing the sale of sex is concerned, she holds the same views today that she held all through the 1990s when she was a working prostitute herself. And that view is no, she does not support that, because to support decriminalizing the sale of sex would be to support prostitution itself. Please notice now we've heard from at least one person who herself was a prostitute and she was saying it should be made legal. Now we're hearing from someone who was a prostitute and she's saying it should not be legal. She goes on to say she believes that if a prostitute or former prostitute wants to see prostitution legalized, it's because she is injured, and she means by that desensitized, both to the wrong of it and to her own personal injury from it. To be prostituted is humiliating enough. To legalize prostitution is to condone that humiliation and to absolve those who inflict it. It is an agonizing insult. Now, do keep this in mind. As we hear, particularly from the prostitutes, we'll have to be asking ourselves, okay, how was this person impacted by the prostitution? What are the chances that this person was in it because she wanted to be, where someone else may have been forced into it? Does that have an impact on their views about prostitution? Those are fair questions asked. And I'm still not saying or even suggesting that those kinds of questions should lead us to a conclusion as to the right or the wrongness of it. I'm simply saying, let's understand their position, where they're coming from, how they come to the conclusion that they come to. All right, here's our third pro saying, yes, prostitution should be legal. This is from Marshall Frank, a retired captain from the Metro-Dade Police Department, which of course is Florida, and he wrote this in August 29, 2015, where he wrote that it's time for legislators to wake up from slumber by legalizing and regulating prostitution. Some folks disapprove of the immoral nature of sex for sale, he goes on to say, and perhaps rightfully so. But judging morality is for churches, employers, family members, and peers. It should not be a matter for law enforcement, court dockets, and jail cells, costing the taxpayer dearly every day, every month, every year. Prostitution flourishes in the black market that would not exist if brothels and hookers were legitimized, licensed, medically inspected, zoned, and taxed. Like drugs, gambling, and other crimes of morality, or alcohol prohibition of years past, the black market is nourished by draconian laws that forever fail to accomplish its intended purpose. In Germany and other countries, prostitution is legal and taxed. They turn the crime into an economic plus. In other countries, like the United States, we create the crime, which turns the behavior into an economic negative, and is still a thriving business, law or no law. What are your thoughts about that? Law or no law? All right. We'll continue our discussion of prostitution next week, next Tuesday, more than likely. And again, I do want us to gain more insights. I want us to see where we are with regards to how we feel about people engaging in prostitution. Empathy, sympathy, anger, hostility. When we come back, let's start to take our look at teen personalities with the focus on how they change.